Democrats will do, will say literally anything to keep their criminal networks alive, well, and operating inside their post-American, post-constitutional blue territories. So another day, another lie. The lie is this. Trump is targeting them because he's just super duper mean and ignoring all of the red states with high crimes. There's two versions of this lie being told. Here's J.D. Pritzker, and he is the governor of Illinois, and he's literally confronted with 8 dead bodies from the weekend. And you could tell, I mean, you just hear it in his voice. You can see it if you watch the video. He didn't give a damn. Well, don't you care if people die? No, J.D. does not. He wants to score political points. Take a listen.
You're going to hear people, especially this past weekend, 54 shot, 7 dead.
Yeah.
They're going to say the city's not safe. Would you ask your friends to ride the L after midnight or after, 9 o'clock at night even to come down to the city from O'Hare?
Look, big cities have crime. There's no doubt about it. But let's just pay attention to what President Trump is doing targeting Chicago. He's overlooking red states that have much higher crime rates.
He's not talking to me and you, okay? We get real news. He's talking to the sheeple. Got to keep him dumb. Got to explain this. I mean, it's hard to explain to the sheeple who don't like crime. I mean, they're Democrats, but they still don't like crime. When it happens to them, they don't care if it happens to somebody else. Truly, that's how they operate. Here is Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson going a step further with this. The crime is actually Republicans' fault.
Chicago will continue to have a violence problem as long as red states continue to have a gun problem. The Trump administration continues to try to use the real pain and loss of gun violence victims as a pretext for expanding his own power. Donald Trump is the last person in America who cares about families on the south and west side of Chicago.
Okay, that is literally chock full of crockalicious BS. One of the main crimes, ironically, in D.C. that they've been picking people up for is all of these felons who are caught with firearms that cannot legally possess them, right? And the Democrat, that is one of the crimes that not only did the Biden White House, the DOJ, not prosecute, but it's one where you go Democrat city after Democrat city. If you're like, oh, you're a Democrat voter. Yeah, that was a felony for you to have that gun. It's okay. You just go on. You're good. They love for felons to have guns. Don't kid yourself. We don't, but they do. But let's look at this. Let's go look at this lie and knock it down. How many of the 35 deadliest cities in America, ranked top to bottom by homicide, have a Republican mayor? How many? Got a guess? 2. 2 of the 35. Let's take a look at them. Shreveport, L.A. Shreveport, L.A. is number 10. Well, why does it? Well, oh. They currently have a Republican mayor, but he just won. And a Republican has run the city just 11 of the last 152 years. So, I mean, look for a Shreveport to begin to be cleaned up. Now, where else? The top 35 by homicide rates. So it's by rates. What's the other one? Dallas, Texas. It's about number 30 around there. It's hard to tell. These aren't. Numbers aren't written in. Dallas, Texas. They got a Republican mayor. There we go. Wait, oh. He was elected as a Democrat and governor's one until recently? Huh. Okay. Well, what about the mayor before that? Democrat. Huh. Now, what they're trying to say is, Trump's just coming after us because he's Hitler, 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 dictator, blah, blah. No, he's coming after you because he's rooting the gang members, especially the cartel members out of your city. That's what he's doing. He didn't care about crime. No, crime actually makes Republicans look good. He wants the cartel leaders because he knows they're hiding in these cities. These violent, illegal immigrant gangsters, he's got to go in and get them or they'll surge back out like cockroaches after you turn the lights on as soon as the Democrat wins. That's what he's doing. He's disassembling those networks. He's also arresting American citizen criminals that are using these sanctuary cities for protection as well. That's why he's going in. Clear out the worst, round them up, get them in federal hands so Democrats can't let them go in order to retake the territory, conquer it so that it doesn't fall into criminal hands and ultimately the cartels and Chinese control it or a combination of the two. That's just happening in New York. Not my story. New York Times wrote that. Okay. So when you look at, okay, like what city has the highest homicide rate in America? Now, look, it's Birmingham, Alabama. And that what the Democrats are saying is, oh, see, Alabama's a red state. Okay, well, is Birmingham a red city? No. How many years has it been since Birmingham had a Republican mayor? 50. See the problem there? Now, let's go to the next. Yeah, Tennessee, that's a red state. Yeah, okay, number three, highest murder rates, Memphis. Why doesn't Trump go there? Well, Memphis has been run by a Democrat as mayor for 63 years. That's who police departments answer to. They answer to the mayor. See the problem? They've been mentioning, Pritzker mentioned Louisiana. Why doesn't Trump send troops to Louisiana? Well, Trump isn't sending troops to states. He's sending them to cities or talking about sending them to cities. Why is Louisiana, as a red state, why is it so violent in terms of homicide rate? Well, because guess what's in the middle of Louisiana? It's New Orleans. They haven't had a Republican mayor in 153 years. That's why there's chaos. See how this works? So you get top 35 cities by homicide rate. Only two have Republican mayors. One of them just got elected. And another one was a Democrat who switched. Like recently, ran as a Democrat. So, I mean, those are some asterisks. But no, that's why Trump's concentrating on Democrats. Now, here's the thing. If Republican gun policies were what's causing this, as the mayor of Chicago, Laden, said, well, then by God, the top 35 cities all be red, wouldn't they? Because we love our guns. They're not carrying the guns. We are. But only two of the top 35 cities by homicide rates are Republican run. And again, you got to put an asterisk by those because they're special conditions. They weren't truly run by Republicans. And what do you find? This is a Democrat problem. What is it caused by? Folks, and there's a reason I spent so much time on this morning. It's caused by being permissive about crime. And so this same party who's saying, give us your guns, give us your guns, give us your guns, has every intention of letting the most violent among us go. You can see it in their homicide stats. So Republican cities do just fine with all our guns. Why? We enforce the law. That's why. We don't hate cops. We don't defund police departments. That's why. It's not the guns.